words to follow. They don't need to make me better, but I'd rather be inside. Where chemicals make vitamins, the heat expands and breaks the skin. We fall apart together one more time.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That was This Side of Monday special edition, me being distracted because my dad's here, which is much better than me being distracted because of other reasons. You just heard Lou Barlow, One Machine, One Long Flight. And before that, I don't even know what I played. I played another Lou Barlow song, I thought. I think I also played, I'm thinking at some point, I played No Age, Aim at the Airport from Losing Feeling EP. That's the song that didn't sound like No Age. The one that sounded least like No Age, that's what I played. And I'm going to leave you now with Gary, who has a much firmer control on the reins.
That's all right. We can deal with it here. Radio Free Gak is about to kick things off.
Thank you.
little weird to start off the set with a 10-minute song here, but it's the nature of the beast here. Just wanted to get this out of the way since it's a little bit, I wouldn't say indicative of the rest of the night, but at least gives an idea what we're into here. And that's David Arnold, joined by the Propeller Heads, tackling it on Her Majesty's Secret Service, the instrumental theme from the 1969 James Bond film of the same name. And you can find that on the Shaken and Stirred compilation that the David Arnold James Bond Project released in 1997. And Arnold produced that album featuring covers of various Bond themes there, including performances by Iggy Pop and Chrissie Hynde. And Arnold had been known at the time for scoring Stargate and Independence Day in the mid-90s beforehand. But after the Bond producers found out about this film, he was asked to score Tomorrow Never Dies, along with every other Bond film ever since. And we'll slowly dive into the reason for that, which is sort of the theme for our show here. But anyways, hi. This is Radio Free Gak here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You can find us online at www.citr.ca. And this is your show for cinematically inspired music here on UBC's uplifting community radio station here. My name is Gak, and I'll be, parachuting out of the Learjet until 9 p.m. here. You can phone me at the booth at 604-822-2487. You can also email me, radiofreegak@gmail.com. So this week's show is going to be a tribute to the man who introduced David Arnold to the Bond film family. And of course, the Bond film family is known for other reasons in that they also invented, or at least crossbred the vegetable that bears their name, and that they are the broccoli family. And yeah, Arnold sent a copy of the film to his hero, John Barry, as it featured numerous covers of Barry's work for the Bond films. And Barry loved the album to such a degree, publicly accolading it and then suggesting to the Broccoli family that Arnold should carry on his mantle. So tonight, John Barry, it all is. What we're going to do is we're going to feature a couple Bond soundtracks to the end of, towards the back half of the show. We'll be looking at You Only Live Twice, and then the oddly named Octopussy. But we're going to start off with a couple 60s soundtracks first off, and I'll get a bit more into Barry after this first set, and after this little PSA as well, too. And what we should hear, actually, at this point is, I'll queue it up afterwards, not an issue at all. So one thing I only picked up recently, of all things, I have still yet to see the film, but it's the soundtrack to The Ipcress File, which was sort of an anti-Bond film, which starred Michael Caine in 1964. And what I'll do is I still have to digest that soundtrack a little bit properly, and we'll stick with John Barry. He has thousands of soundtracks to enjoy, so we're just going to focus on four tonight. But what we'll do is let's queue up a jazz version, since John Barry definitely has a jazz history to him. From the Ipcress File, we're going to listen to A Man Alone here, and then we'll dive into the first film. So from the Ipcress File, here's the jazz version of A Man Alone. You're listening to Radio Free Gak here on CITR. We'll be right back.
Film Society.
The Norm Theater, located in the sub-main concourse, plays the hottest films Wednesday through Sunday. Go to UBCFilmSociety.com for full scheduling information. Sign up for a membership at The Norm and receive half price off admission and benefits. Check out the Film Sock Facebook group for more info.
Film Sock? I think so.
All right, so first soundtrack up there we have from John Barry is going to be from 1965, which is The Knack and How to Get It. And that's a Richard Lester film, which he directed directly after his work on The Beatles' A Hard Day's Night film. And The Knack sort of kept up the cheeky humor and visual flair that Lester brought to the point that he actually won a Palme d'Or at the Cannes in 65 as well, too. So it's featuring one of his first, I wouldn't say, like, distinguishing scores here, since at this point already, he already had at least two or three Bond films to his name, and as well, too, had done the work for Zulu as well. But you get a good sense of his swinging score here. Makes sense at the time, since he was living in London, along with his usual flair for sweeping sounds. So what we're going to start off with is the main theme from The Knack and How to Get It. We'll hear a couple little dialogue cues as well, too, and then I'll fill in a little bit more about John Barry's life.
It's not like that. It's an exaggeration. He has just got a certain success with the ladies. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
To some degree, a man can develop the knack.
A man can develop the knack.
A man can develop the knack.
From the 1965 film The Knack and How to Get It. We heard John Barry there starting off with the main theme. Then, after the first query about The Knack, then we heard Here Comes Nancy Now, photo strip, and then we ended up with Ecstasy. And The Knack was a story featuring three roomies competing for one girl there. And what happened is, as well, too, it was also the debut for a couple actresses, including Jacqueline Bisset and the ever wonderful Jane Birkin. And at the time, Jane Birkin, before she actually had met Serge Gainsbourg, she was John Barry's second wife. So John Barry isn't his full name. His full name is John Barry Prendergast, born 1933 in New York, England. And his upbringing was a perfect start to go into the world of cinema, since his mom was a classical pianist and his dad owned a chain of movie theaters throughout York. And throughout school, John Barry played organ at the church, and then he went into the army in the 50s. Where he actually got into music a little bit more in depth, to the point that he was in a correspondence school with a couple jazz musicians. I think one of them was it Russ Lizzo or something like that? But one of the top British jazz musicians in the 50s. And somehow through correspondence school, that way, he was able to form an interest in music. And through some army buddies, once they completed their service there, they formed the John Barry Seven. And throughout the late 50s, they covered the Ventures. They recorded various themes for BBC, and they broke out performing incidental music for, I think it was a summer series called Backbeat for the BBC. And the first film that John Barry ended up scoring was a 1960s Beat Girl, otherwise known in North America as Wild for Kicks. And for that film, he composed, arranged, and conducted all the music. And the reputation that developed was so strong that it became the first soundtrack ever released on LP in the UK. So it's just about 8 o'clock here on CITR Vancouver. Stick around. We have another soundtrack coming up from the 60s. One of his sort of the film itself didn't do that well, but the soundtrack developed quite a reputation here. You're listening to Radio Free GAC.
I am a serious rhythm machine. Now try pleasure.
a little something called Of a Year Unknown, composed, arranged, and conducted there with John Barry. And that's off the soundtrack to Boom, B-O-O-M, Bang. The movie came out in 1968, although the soundtrack was recently released last year through Harkett Records. And Boom was a Tennessee Williams adaptation. He wrote the play The Milk Train Doesn't Stop Here Anymore. And both the Hollywood production and the Broadway play failed completely. It's horrific. It was yet another Elizabeth Taylor and Richard Burton production that basically was just a train wreck on the go there, directed by Joseph Losey, and included Noel Coward there as well, too. So we're going to listen to a few more cuts from it, because it's a very airy type of soundtrack. It's quite nice. And at this point, collectors have been clamoring as well to pick it up. It features a Georgie Fame sung song there called Hideaway. And even despite the fact its reputation was kind of trashy, I guess what, John Waters considers the third best film of all time, and he's been a big advocate ever since. So, listen to, starting off with Pain Gone Till Tomorrow, pardon the plosive P there. And yeah, this is John Barry. You're listening to Radio Free Gak here on CITR Vancouver. what we just heard there. We started off with Pain Gone Till Tomorrow, then the wonderfully titled Through Caverns Measureless to Man, before finishing off with a mobile called Boom, all from John Barry's score to the film Boom, released in 1968. A big find for collectors if you find the soundtrack, no matter where you can. And then, yeah, that's in the background here. We're listening to John Barry's Grammy Award-winning theme to the 1969 film Midnight Cowboy. Of course, Midnight Cowboy, known for being one of the first major releases that came out with the X rating there. Listening to Radio Free Gak here on CITR Vancouver. Just sort of let this go in the background here, but there's a couple ads we've got to start to play here. Be right back.
From the 21st to the 24th of October, Vancouver New Music present Copy Right, Copy Left, a festival of sonic collagism and the art of sampled and repurposed sounds and images.
The 2009 Vancouver New Music Festival features over 15 local, national, and international sound and video artists who use the art of sampling and remixing to add their voice to issues of copyright, art making, and cultural politics.
Wednesday, October 21st features Andrew O'Connor, Jackson Two Bears, and John Oswald. Thursday, October 22nd, Eric Hedekar, DJ Tapes, Chris Kuttner, and People Like Us.
Friday, October 23rd, Sonarchy, Holtzkopf, Scanner, and David Shea. Saturday, the 24th of October, Negative Land's Mark Hostler and Uri Kane.
Show starts 8 p.m. each night. Free artist chats at 7 p.m. each night. Copyright, copy left. At the Scotiabank Dance Center, 677 Davie Street, brought to you by Vancouver New Music and CITR 101.9 FM.
Sorry about that. Just got a call there. And just to clarify, it was the original pressing. That's a bit hard to find at this point right now. But yes, the Boom soundtrack was released last year through the Harkit record label, which is A-H-A-R-K-I-T. And yes, that's with John Barry, who's tonight's profile here on Radio Free Gak, CITR Vancouver. Coming up now will be the first of two Bond soundtracks here. So I'll get a little bit more into the actual Bond theme itself a little bit later. But right now, let's sort of focus at least about the history here with at least this film here, which was You Only Live Twice, which is the 1967 film, which was the fifth in the series, I believe. Yeah, and that's the one that was filmed in Japan. And this actually caused star Sean Connery a lot of grief, since the Japanese public was ravenous about following James Bond there. But it actually, to the point that they cut into his private life a fair bit when he was filming, to the point that effectively he only did one last film as well, too. So here will be a John Barry's score for this. And yeah, as I sort of alluded to before, well, as most people know at this point as well, too, that John Barry scored 12 of the Bond films, doing most of the, actually, he did the first six or seven, I believe. I think that he took a break somewhere in the 70s. I'll come up with the exact list a little bit later. But yeah, of the official 22 films, yeah, he's done over half of them. So You Only Live Twice is probably one of his most melodically beautiful. There's a lot there that's going on. And the soundtrack and the song itself, the main theme, which we'll hear shortly, Björk did an unreleased cover of this for the compilation that we heard at the beginning there, the David Arnold James Project, but she pulled it because at the time she's like, you know what, if I'm going to release a cover of a song, it's a song that needed a little bit of rescue. But in her case, You Only Live Twice was too beautiful to actually do any justice for, so it left as is. Although if you go to Björk's site, I think you can find it as MP3 you can download. As well, too, Robbie Williams sampled this in his beguiling song, he sarcastically said, Millennium, which came out like 10 years ago now. So what we'll do is we'll start off with Nancy Sinatra with her wonderful sort of cover there, version. Well, not cover, she was She was the second artist asked to actually record it. Unfortunately, I didn't catch who the first one was because it actually was unreleased for the longest time. It was only discovered in the archives at United Artists a couple of years ago. And Nancy Sinatra actually did like a kind of a more rocking version of this, but this is definitely the orchestral sweep that we hear at the beginning with the opening credits here. And then what we'll do is directly after that, we'll hear several of John Barry's cues from it, including one of the most beautiful cues he actually wrote as well, too, which will be Capsule in Space, which follows it. But yeah, for the next, I think it's about 15, 20 minutes or so, it's going to be You Only Live Twice. And we'll start off with Nancy Sinatra here, listening to Radio Free Gak here on CITR Vancouver. Thank you. Heard a whole lot of cues from You Only Live Twice, the 1967 Bond film, Bond Goes to Japan. We started off with Nancy Sinatra, they're doing the theme song, You Only Live Twice. Then from John Barry, we heard Capsule in Space, Fight at Kobe Dock and Helga. Then there was A Drop in the Ocean, the wonderfully elegiac at the wedding. And we ended up there was, of course, the appropriately titled, which I think can apply for almost any Bond song title, Bond Averts World War III. You're listening to Radio Free GAC here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Before we dive into 1982's Octopussy, let's talk a little bit about the Bond theme itself, which since there's been an epic controversy about who actually wrote it. Now, according to the British courts, it is Monty Norman who came up with the theme and most of the music here. But when it came to Dr. No, which was the 1962, the first Bond film, the producers were dissatisfied with the music that Monty Norman had composed. So at the time, since John Barry was on the upkeep with his work in EMI and his work with the John Barry 7, Barry was asked to rearrange the theme, at least the music was written there. So with that, he did so. He rearranged it. He added some more music to it. And if you actually dig up the John Barry 7 song, Bee's Knees, there's a lot of parallels between that and the 007 song. But one thing that's always forgotten, since it's at this point it's effectively a cliche now when you hear the guitar, the dun 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 dun, is that how actually avant-garde that is, because that's a very vicious guitar there cutting a parts, I'm trying to remember the chromatics behind it, but it's just basically going like little semitones there. And yeah, how fierce a jazz number that is. Sort of harkens back to one thing that John Barry had worked with in his youth, in that prior to actually joining the John Barry 7, he tried a whole series of big band arrangements as well. So he really went for brassy and brash there. Now, the legal dispute was sorted in 2001 by the BBC, or not the BBC, that's another matter altogether, but it by the British courts that they assigned the actual ownership and writing of the song to Monty Norman. I'm not sure if they actually had to go into, like, you know, prints and re-edit the titles and whatnot, but at this point, Monty Norman received a boatload of royalties overdue to him. But at this point, Barry has stuck with the idea that he actually did, at least, if not write it, but effectively salvages the point that's recognizable, since Monty Norman's music doesn't really sound like that in the first place. And as well, too, any other sort of theme that you hear from it, Barry's music is quite brassy, brash, and lyrical. So, yeah, they actually tried getting another composer to work on the second film, which was From Russia to Love. And all what happened is, I forget the singer's first name, but his last name was Bart. And what they found out, the producers, is that Bart couldn't actually write or read music. But he still came up with a wonderful theme for the film itself. But they quickly went back to John Barry and said, can you write the rest of the music? And he did. So, what we're going to hear now is a couple tracks from Octopussy. From 1983, Rico Disc actually did a re-release of the soundtrack in 2003, adding a whole bunch of dialogue in there as well, too, like they're prone to do with most of their soundtracks. And, yeah, this is, it shows a bit more of a mature John Barry style, since most of what we heard before were from the 60s, and this is one of his 80s pieces, back in the time that he actually did start picking up synthesizers and things like that. But, I mean, it's still, the important thing here is you don't really get that heavy, hard-hitting sound all the time. It's very more seductively lyrical. So we're going to start off here with 009 Gets the Knife and Gorbinda Attacks. Then we'll listen to a few more cues, and then we're going to hear a cover of the theme song. One of the few Bond theme songs that actually doesn't say the title, because I'm not sure how many songs you can actually sneak Octopussy into. So here we go. John Barry from Octopussy.
Thank you. was a sweet distraction for an hour or two. I never intended to do the things we've done. Funny how it always goes in love. When you don't look, you find. But then we're two of a kind. We move as one.
We just heard there was our little octopus. He sat there starting off with 009 Gets the Knife and Gorbinda Attacks. Then the very, I wouldn't say sorrowful sounding, but just sort of like the sweeping Bond meets Octopussy, and then the little tension there. That was the Chase Bomb theme. And then we heard a cover of the theme song, originally performed by Rita Coolidge, All Time High, but that was done by David Arnold as part of his David Arnold James Bond project. And he was joined there by Pulp. And at the time, of the release of 1997. That's the same time when Tomorrow Never Dies came out. And Pulp actually was requested to come up with a theme for the film. Eventually they went with Sheryl Crow, and then Katie Lang also did a theme as well, too. But Pulp came up with one that was called Tomorrow Never Lies. Sadly, it was rejected, but it was really a good song. I should actually hunt that down, because it came out on a B-side of theirs around the time that the This Is Hardcore album came out. And of course, in the background here, we're hearing Martin Denny from Exotic Moog, and this is his take of John Barry's Midnight Cowboy. And just to give a quick sample of some of John Barry's other scores, starting back from 1964, for instance, he did Zulu. Then he did Born Free, for which he got 2 Oscars for. He did the TV theme for the silly little Playboy comedy there called The Persuaders. Then he did the strange disco one, The Deep. And then a hard-to-find soundtrack, just because it was released in very little numbers, just as a promo, and that's Disney's The Black Hole. And then he also did things like Body Heat, Cotton Club, his Oscar award-winning score for Out of Africa in 1985. From 1990, he also did Dances with Wolves, and his last film that he scored was 2001. He's very much alive to this day, and he's done a little bit of TV themes for Australia and whatnot, but at this point right now, he's effectively retired, although I'm sure somewhere he has an idea for yet another piece. So that's about it here for Radio Free Gak this week. We have a couple jazz covers of John Barry's works here, and they're done by Sex Mob. And we'll start off, he actually did a complete album where he worked with Medeski Martin, or at least Medeski from Medeski Martin and Wood, and he joined the Sex Mob Quartet, Stephen Bernstein's quartet project with a slide trumpet and a blaring saxophone. And of course, that'll lead us perfectly into 9 o'clock when Gavin Walker comes up with The Jazz Show. So otherwise, yeah, if you missed any of this week's episode, as I ramble on here, you can always grab the podcast from the CITR website, which is citr.ca. Just plug that into iTunes. Feedburner's on there as well, too. So you can actually use your browser and actually subscribe to it that way, and you get the little MP3s that way. So what we'll do is we'll listen to a couple cuts here from Sex Mob and their 2001 album, Sex Mob Dawes Bond. We'll start off with Bond with Bongos, and then sort of closing with Honor Majesty Secret Service, and that would be This Never Happened to the Other Feller. Stick tuned for CITR here, and yeah, I'm not sure if anyone's actually after Gavin yet, but at the very least 6 a.m. Tuesday morning, you will be hearing Pacific Picking. And then next week, looks like it's right before Halloween, so I'll see if I can do something related to that. Although I did find the Where the Wild Things Are soundtrack done by Karen O, and I'm a little overdue on some Canadian content as well, too, to fulfill our station's mandate. So I'll dig up something for that. I was hoping to do some krautrock, but I might sort of push that for a couple weeks from now. Of course, things are getting kind of tight since the CITR fun drive is nigh. So anyways, take care, enjoy yourselves, and watch out for whatever lurks behind the corner, and make sure you keep your keys to the hydrofoil safe in case some supervillain strikes.
Bye. You are listening to CITR FM and cable 101.9. The time is 9 p.m. We're also on the web, www.citr.ca. Stay tuned now for The Jazz Show, coming right up with Gavin Walker.
Ba-do-ba-dee-oo-doo-wee. Ba-do-ba-dee-oo-doo-wee.